I need you naked. I need you hard. And I need you jerking off. Now. Now. Pause the audio if you have to, but be quick. Okay, good. Start jerking off now. As fast as you like, you see. I've always found that guys seem to be in the most pleasure just before they come. That moment just before you come, that point, is where we can have the most fun. So I need you to reach that edge as quickly as you can, and then the games begin. I have got something very special planned for you today. I can see you're already throbbing at the thought of it. But I understand if you're not quite at the edge yet. Maybe I can help you with that. Maybe if I wrap my lips around your tip. Maybe if I suck up and down the length of your shaft. Or maybe you prefer it if I just lick and suck right on the tip. Wow. You certainly enjoyed that. It looks like you're pretty close to that edge now. Keep jerking off for me while I explain the rules. But no coming. That's rule number one. You come only when or if I tell you that you can. Okay. Down to the game. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set a timer for a random duration between 2 minutes and 45 minutes. I won't tell you how long the timer is set for, obviously. But when the timer goes off, you get to come. Well, you get to come if you're quick enough. You'll have 10 seconds from when the timer goes off to make yourself come. The timer is going to be a loud alarm sound, so you'll know it when you hear it. If you don't manage to come in those 10 seconds, you're going to have to try again from the start of the audio. But just for good measure, you'll have to wait until tomorrow for attempt number 2. So, if you want to come today, make sure you keep yourself right on that edge, because you might have to come any minute now. Okay, let's begin. I'll use a random number generator to get the timer length. That's a fun one. Setting the timer now. And we've begun. Do you really think you're going to be able to keep on the edge for what might be 45 minutes? Good luck. There's one extra rule, by the way. If you somehow make yourself come before the timer goes off, you have to ruin your orgasm. That means, as soon as you start coming, no more stimulation. It takes all the pleasure away from the orgasm. Oh, and don't think you're going to be able to anticipate when the timer is going to go off by looking at the length of the audio. I've added some blank space at the end of the audio to push the length of the file to 60 minutes. So that's not going to give you any clues. Alright, make sure you're totally naked for me. I want you to feel vulnerable for this. Remember, I am in control of you. Spread your legs wide as well while you jerk off. This must be torture for you. Maybe you should take your hand off for a minute. Give yourself a break. I mean, There's no way the timer is going to go off this early, is there? But what if it does, and you miss your chance to come? Tough choice. I don't envy your position. I think it's probably best to play it safe and just keep yourself right on the edge until the timer goes off. You don't want to risk having to wait until tomorrow for another chance to come, do you? Or maybe you'd love that. Now, I wouldn't be a very good host if I didn't provide you with a little stimulation while you're laying there jerking yourself off for me. So, I'm going to describe to you what I want to do to you. I hope this doesn't make it too hard for you not to come too soon. But remember, stay on that edge. The timer could go off any minute. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Imagine me pushing you down onto your bed. When I'm with guys, I like to take control at first. And as I'm sure you're aware, I do like to tease. I lean in to kiss you. Move down, kiss your neck, gently biting your skin. I move up to your ear and blow a gentle, hot breath against it. Kiss your earlobe and kiss you again, biting your bottom lip. As I pull away, your hands keep drifting across my body, running down to my ass, grabbing my tits. I can't be having that. As I said, I like to take control. I know you're not going to be able to keep your hands to yourself unless I make you. So I take out some red rope from the bedside drawer, and I gently but securely tie your wrists to my bed frame. That's better. Now I'm in total control. Wow, we've been going for a while now. This edging must be getting quite torturous for you. You're doing well, though. I hope you're keeping yourself right on that edge. Anyway, where were we? That's right. I was pulling your jeans off your legs, removing your boxers, and letting your hard cock spring free, covered in pre-cum. Don't get too excited. I'm not going to be touching that for quite a while yet. Can you stop writhing your legs around like that, please? I think I better make sure you don't. I'll get some more rope and tie your ankles to the bedpost as well, making you lay spread eagle on the bed, with your hard cock tantalizingly free and open, but leaving you with no way of touching it. Now, this is the point where I'd put on a little show for you. I would gently crawl off the bed, draping my long hair lightly across your chest and thighs as I crawl away. Maybe some of it will even brush against your cock. When I get off the bed, I'll stand at the foot of it and look down at you. I'm wearing a nice, tight black dress that comes down to just above my knees. It's fairly low cut, and you've got a good view of my ample cleavage. I turn away from you and slowly unzip the dress from the back. I then pull it over my shoulders and shimmy it slowly down my body. First, revealing a lacy black bra strap, and then revealing some matching panties. barely covering my toned ass. I step out of the dress and I turn around to face you. My magnificent tits are framed perfectly in the lacy black bra. And my toned body looks as fantastic as you thought it would. Wow, we've been going for 7 minutes now. You're doing so well. You must be in so much agony right now. Or maybe you're actually really loving this. Of course you're loving this, or you wouldn't have gone this far. This feeling of being right on the edge, so good, isn't it? So much better than actually coming could ever feel. Well, I'm going to give you a choice now. Turn off the audio right now, put your dick away, come back tomorrow, and do this all over again. Don't you think coming might just ruin this whole thing? Well, if you're not up for that, we can carry on with the game. There's still some time to go. Or maybe there's only a few seconds. There's no way of telling. As I stand at the foot of the bed in my underwear, your hips are bucking up and down as much as they can with the binds, and your cock is as hard as ever, and covered in more pre-cum than you thought was possible. I look lustfully into your eyes, and lean down and kiss your ankle, working my way up your leg with my mouth. Up your inner thigh, closer and closer to your throbbing cock, agonizingly close. When I reach the top of your thigh, I switch over to the other leg, breathing over your cock as I go, before kissing all around your inner thigh again. I then work my mouth up your stomach, tasting every inch of flesh I can find. Apart from your cock, of course. Kissing up your chest, flicking my tongue across your nipples. Keep jerking off for me. Keep yourself right on the edge. You must be covered in pre-cum, right? Run your finger along the tip of your dick. Gather it all up. Now, suck it clean. Taste yourself for me. It's not so bad, is it? Now, get back to jerking off. Quickly. You don't want to miss out on the timer, do you? You've been so close for so long, you barely even need to touch it anymore to stay on the edge. You could probably keep yourself there with one finger. Once I'd finished tasting every inch of your flesh, and I decided I'd tortured you enough, and you're looking at me like you'd do anything for me to just touch your dick, I'd slowly position myself between your legs and gently lower my mouth onto your dick. I'd stop just before I reached it and lightly blow on the tip. And then, suddenly, engulf it in my warm, wet mouth, wrapping my lips all around the tip, moving all the way down your shaft until you're deep in my mouth. Up and down, up and down. You taste so good. But I know after all this teasing, you're not going to last long. So I better not go for too much longer. That's enough. I take my mouth off you and look down at you with lust. I need you inside of me. I need you to fill me up. I position myself above you so my pussy's inches above your cock. And I stay there for an agonizing length of time before I slowly start lowering myself down on you, filling me up with your cock. Oh fuck, you feel so... Come for me. 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Did you manage to come in time? I hope so. If you did, get yourself cleaned up. If you didn't manage it, well, you know the rules. Put your clothes back on and come back tomorrow. You're probably not going to sleep very well, and I doubt you'll have a very productive day tomorrow, but you knew the rules before getting into this. At least when you try again tomorrow, you know when the timer's coming. See you later.